Welcome to day 10 of the 10-Day Money Matrix Magic Marathon. And we actually come to the end of our 10 days, which is kind of sad. And it's always a little sad to say goodbye to a very intense series of classes. And yet, you know, so it also gives everybody a bit of a release and time to integrate. So we do have some bonus sessions coming up for the clearings, and then another bonus session with Dr. Simeon Rogers and Kathy Williams. So it's by no means ended, but a certain part of it has ended. And so I'd just like to celebrate that, and we will do some and talk about the process that we've gone through, and just recognize what we've achieved so far. We've done clearings around a lot of issues, feelings that you are not enough, family history and traumas, blocks around charging for your services and creating a higher income level, and fears of being more visible and thus open to criticism. All the things that get in the way of you fully coming out in the world and both giving your gifts and receiving what you need to thrive. Also, I'm hoping that these sessions have helped you chip away any shame and guilt and blame you have felt around your finances, the mistakes you've made, and the things in retrospect you wish you hadn't done. And just to learn the lessons and forgive yourself and others and move on. And really, the forgiveness part is really important. You've learned some also of some habits that will help you realize your dreams and help you lead a happier, more fulfilling life. And we've outlined one habit a day. And, of course, as I've said before, it takes time to integrate habits, so you're not going to integrate all those habits in 10 days. And if you've only started with one of them, that's already a success, and take time to make sure that that's anchored and then go on to another one. And the ones that you find are helpful, because everybody has their set of habits, which is, you know, which they will find particularly helpful and that they'll want to focus on. And also, we've had 5 calls with experts full of real gems of wisdom, and I think I certainly will be listening to them again, and I think perhaps again and again, because some of them were very dense with really important information to help you along with the 14 CD program that you will be, some of you may have received now, but most of you won't have received yet because the order's just gone out, but within the next week. So lots to digest, lots to integrate in your life, and in all likelihood, more layers you will want to release. So you've got the tools, and we've been teaching energy tools, and I'll be giving further resources on the resource page. You know, I'll be posting them actually probably in the next few days. And as I said, there'll be more bonus calls. But the theme I wanted to introduce for today is celebration. And just think back at the beginning of this process. And for some of you, this may be less because you've just been able to really start and get into things. And some of you will have been able to do the whole process already. But whatever you've done, whether it's been one call, if it's just coming today on the call, it doesn't matter. You've begun. And already there's something that's happening here. So just celebrate what you have. What you have accomplished and where things have changed and are beginning to change. And so I also maybe want to do something which is I want to get different issues that you may want to further clear. So you can bring in anything into this session today. But I also want to clear the fact that some of you may not be used to celebrating. I know for me, I can be on this huge project that will take me months and months, and I will have done incredible things. And, really pushed the envelope for myself, being courageous, done all sorts of stuff. However, the often at the end, I'll kind of maybe collapse for a day, you know, tired, not all the time, but if it's a really big project. And then I'll go on to the other one, and I don't really take the time, and you may have the same thing, to really savor what I've done and to really celebrate it and to really say, hey, good Katie, you did that. And so that's something I'm trying to cultivate more in my life, is celebrating when I do the things that I have done and accomplished rather than just racing into the next thing. And, you know, that's my intention for the next week, is to celebrate this money marathon and that a lot of the things that I've been able to do through that, you know, including interviewing 5 really amazing people, as well as doing some wonderful work with you, with the participants here, and developing further my program. Well, I'm going to take time to savor that and enjoy it, as well as get into some of my next projects. And I invite you just to think about how you celebrate your things, and maybe we can do a little clearing about that. And so that's one aspect. And maybe I'm just thinking about this. When you're celebrating, think about, okay, so you've got this goal and you've done it, and that's great, and you may have done great things. But also celebrate the things that you got through, the courage it took to, you know, even start the bloody project, excuse my words. But sometimes it takes, like, huge amounts of energy just to say, yes, I can, and to go for it the first number of days. So even celebrate those things where you were really maybe blocked, or and celebrate the fact that you got through it and that you were able to just push through and whatever means, release some of the fears and go forward. So, and maybe for some of you, it's celebrating the fact that you signed up for this course and got through your fear of actually talking about your finances or the issues that are there, or facing them at all, and that's something to celebrate. All right, and then, so the theme is celebration, and then the habit of cultivating, and I have to say, I still have to work on this one myself, but I know how important it is the a daily visioning of what you are wanting in your life, and a cultivating of your dreams. And it's not like to really, it's not to focus on the lack of having it, but more on the feeling, because that won't bring more, as Dr. Simeon and Kathy explained, and what you'll hear more in the CD series. Focusing on the fact that you lack that thing is not a good thing. Like, let's say you want to go travel around the world, and then you start thinking about it, and you start thinking, oh, but I'll never be able to do that. I don't have the money and all that. Well, then just stop it. That's not visioning. What you need to do is a lot of you have heard of these techniques, but you can do dream boards or collect little images and things that make you feel more in touch with that dream. So it could be even going and trying out something. If you want a particular thing that's physical, you could go and, you know, to a shop and try that dress on, if it was a dress or whatever, or a book that you wanted, you know, you could just look at it. And so there's all kinds of things that you can do to physically feel it. And with bigger objects, if you're wanting a house, you could go in and look at houses like that, even though it might be a little way a while away before you can actually purchase one. But do it in a way that it feels good and that you have that deeper feeling of what that is. And you can do the same thing around experiencing, you know, like if you want to travel, have little travel experiences. But there's a way you can do it without even leaving your desk, and that's to collect images and put them on dream boards, and a lot of you have heard that, and to take moments to visualize and to smell, taste and feel, and all those things that you would feel in those circumstances that, you know, you were able to realize this particular dream. And that's got an immediate thing where you can feel good. And as I said, don't do it, or at least avoid doing it, if If you start feeling a lot of triggers and you start getting into the I won't, that's not possible for me, then you need to clear that. So either stop that activity or start clearing it. And for example, you could be looking at a dream board and you've collected maybe some images and of things that really appeal to you. And then you say, you know, you see this, let's say it's a house because that's physical. It's easier to describe it, but it could be anything. And you're looking at this gorgeous house and, you know, that you really want and that feels really good for you and the space in which you can do your type of work and have your leisure activities or whatever you have. So you're doing that and you're looking at it and you're saying, oh, I'll never get it, you know. Dream on. And so you got all these negative things. You can either go away and focus on something that you can actually have good feelings on, or you can start tapping on it, like with the EFT or do the healing codes or any other one of those techniques that you've learned, and or will be learning by looking at some of the resource material or listening to some of the classes that I have. But use those techniques, and let's say you're just let's say you've got this house. So you can say, even though I really think it's not likely that I can ever have this house, and you know, this is just a dream, and I'll always just be struggling, and I deeply love and accept myself. And then just if you're using EFT or the WE technique. And so just go through it and just clear all the stuff that comes up when you're thinking of that dream. And to the point where you could actually look at that and say, yeah, I can have that. That's possible, you know? So that's one way of doing it. There's also an idea that I love is just having a little dream box where you collect images as you see them of things that feel good. So it could be even, it doesn't have to represent a physical object, you know, that you want. It could just be a feeling. Like I've got some beautiful pink flowers. I'm just forgetting the name anyway. They're gorgeous. It's a picture of them. And I just like looking at them, and it gives me a real feeling of beauty. So that's something, if you want more beauty in your life, it could be an image like that. So anyway, that's some thoughts on their visioning. And the more you can vision every day of what you really are wanting in more of in your life, at the same time as staying in the place, it's kind of an interesting dance. It's staying in the place that you have exactly enough at the moment, and that because that's important. It's to be in the place that you have enough, and within that framework, well, yeah, I'd like to expand and develop and go further, and in that place of joy. So, So it's a bit of a paradox, actually. So I'm going to open up the line for people to say what they would, perhaps maybe what they would like to celebrate about what they've gained so far, and then also things that they would like to do further clearing on, or just to add in terms of what I've been talking about, you know, if you've got any pearls of wisdom or things that you can say about that, that's always really welcome, or things that you've done that have worked. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up the lines and see and hopefully hear from all of you, because I just love the contributions that we're having. So would anybody like to begin? I would so appreciate that.
This is Maureen. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Mine's small. I might have more later, but right now I'm just in awe that I'm talking about this.
That's great.
Yeah. I know these things all make sense quietly in my head, but when I talk about it, the absurdity makes itself known.
Yeah. So just kind of the weight of, you know, getting through the taboo of not talking about these issues. Like you talked yesterday about how that was something your family would never do. So is there a sense of relief with that?
Oh, it's huge because, actually another thing came through last night when I was really, really reflecting on this. And what I noticed is there are parts that I actually do really well. And I tend to park myself behind the ones that I don't know how to do or I'm not so confident.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sort of it's like this punishing thing about what happened in my divorce.
Right.
Like I really want to develop and find any holes in my spirit. It's not just my belief system, but there were wounds in there. And I want to be meticulous about it, and I think I lost focus of what works.
Yeah. Yeah. Really important realization. Well, thank you. And interesting, the holes in your spirit. Is there any way you would like to articulate that just a tiny bit more, or where you feel that hole in your experience, in your spirit?
Well, you mean how I perceive holes in my spirit or where it is in me?
Maybe the first one, but you could answer both.
Okay, well, the first one is, that's actually my work, is it's an old, long lost, brought to, it's the feminine reweaving spirit. And when patterns are repetitive and don't have the behaviors or beliefs don't solve them, it's a spirit wound.
Mm-hmm.
And, from the way I see it, and I don't, in this world, there's no language that is really absolute in there. So it's, but anyway, that's what I do. And what I see for me is I had good self-esteem about earning and making and creating money, but I didn't have good esteem about keeping it and using it for me.
Yeah.
And in fact, I had shame about that. It's an abuse wound. And fortunately, it's not there anymore.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah, I know how to do that.
That's a real
go ahead
in this 10 days, yeah.
Well, is to see that, yeah. So, yeah, I relieved myself of this. So thank you.
Well, I'm hoping, and I think what you, thank you. And I'm hoping for you that what you will see how that kind of manifests in the real world, you know, like in terms of the way you take care of your money, in terms of how more of it may come into your life, and you'll be able to keep it. Well, not keep it in a way, of course, that is, but just use it to nurture yourself as well as to give it for whatever services and things that you want to do.
Right, because it's easy to let that hide with the false spiritual belief that, you know, like money isn't, to sort of like doing healing work doesn't require money kind of thing.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Maureen, for sharing that.
There's one more small blip. Yesterday I was talking about the kinds of dynamics I saw with money and people, you know, patterns, more money, less, you know, and what I was intending to say isn't about sort of believing that those patterns are always there, but it was like a scrambled way of that's not scrambled anymore is I want to target the right audience. And how I market, what I charge, how I do it will come to different audiences.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. And yeah, I will be very interested to see what happens with your work. I think it sounds like such beautiful work. So I heard somebody else say something, so I'm not sure who it was because it happened at the same time. Who would like to go next?
It was me. It was Deborah.
Okay. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Oh, I've appreciated all the sharing. I haven't been able to make all the calls, and it's been really helpful listening to other people's what they're going through, even though they're different issues.
Deborah, I'm losing you a bit. Could you talk a little louder?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, better. Definitely.
Yeah, I've noticed the line is a bit weird. I was just saying that I'm really appreciating, you know, all the sharing that has happened on this, you know, in these 10 days. And though I wasn't able to be there for, I've been for some, but I just really appreciate it. It set up a really beautiful space for all of us to dive, you know, deeply into our stuff and give permission to really do that. So I really appreciate everybody who did this, who's been sharing deeply. Thank you. Yeah, I'm celebrating it's been such an amazing process. I'm here house sitting my parents' house, which is the house I grew up in, while we're kind of blowing up these patterns, you know, lovingly. And it's been so great to have, and I'm going home tomorrow. That's so perfect. What I'm seeing is, I'm almost like there's so much that's coming through. I mean, the writing, I'm just like, it's just pouring out of me. The journaling, I mean, I always journal. I have a journaling practice. Yeah. But it's just been really, it's been really very full. And lots of what I'm noticing is that the money issues, you know, they're connected to so many other issues, like what we've been hearing. You know, it's the unraveling of, you know, how it's connected to, you know, to different aspects of my life. And some patterns, like something came through last night because we were working on being shining our lights bright. I think that was yesterday, right? Didn't you do that in the clearing, Katie, yesterday? I don't know.
I'm not sure. It may have come up in the clearing yesterday or not. I know it's probably.
I don't know. One of the clearings, it was coming up, and the shining my light bright. And what kind of came up was some stuff in my family with my sister. And it was just really interesting because I've had a lot of struggles with her, and there's so many, and I've had a lot of judgment of her about, like, she makes a lot of money and I don't make very much money, and so there's been a lot
aha's,
big stuff, because I mean I've known it, but it's like I put it together in a new way, which was that I'm the oldest, and I had a lot of attention from my father, too much attention.
Yes.
You know, as the first, his first dog.
Are you still there? Oh, I think she got cut off. That's too bad. For some reason, she's, Deborah's got taken off the line. So when she comes back, we'll get her back. But in the meantime, maybe we can hear if there's somebody else who would like to say something or share an issue that we're going to clear later. Please go ahead. Oh,
maybe.
Wait a second. Sorry.
I'm here.
Back on.
I'm back. You know what? I'm on a phone card, so I don't know what happened, but it just popped out.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I was just saying that with my sister, just realizing that she was a middle child, one of the middle kids, and she really – She felt very badly about not, you know, it was very, she felt badly that I got all this attention from my father. And I realized I felt bad that she felt bad. And so I started to, you know, I just dimmed. I dimmed down.
Wow.
And let her, because she's really, you know, has to have, be the center of attention. And I was just noting how I've done that in so many areas. I mean, of course, I'm, you know, I've been working that shining my light for a long time, and I do. But it's like there's always the parts that come in and sabotage a bit, and I realize, this piece with my sister, and then how that, you know, plays out in my work and you know, getting myself out there and the visibility piece and the, you know, not wanting to outshine, you know, my sister, my sisters, like that whole piece, and how that gets connected in with money, with work, with, you know, relationships. Like, I'm just noticing all the areas that it gets, it really comes through. So, I mean, I've known that, but it somehow it landed differently last night for me, and I was just like going, oh, okay, whoa.
Lovely. Thank you so much for articulating this and telling us all about this, because actually I think I'd like to, if you would like to do some around that, I would like to take that as one of our clearings.
Beautiful.
I've been doing it myself, but I'd love it. I can feel a bit of resonance. I'm not sure about other people on the line. Does this?
Dimming for my sister, yes.
And who's this?
Oh, that's Dawn, sorry.
Oh, Dawn. Okay, great. Well, I'm glad, because I wanted to do something that would link to you, too.
Yeah, well, I'm ready to go. Is Deborah finished?
Mm-hmm. Deborah, are you finished? Or is there something you want to add, and then maybe Dawn can
talk? No, I think that, I mean, I just wanted to, I think that that's good. That's good for the moment, yeah.
Wonderful. And you can chime in later after the clearing, of course. So, Dawn.
Oh, what are some of the things that I want to celebrate? For sure, well, I'm celebrating.
Yes, and also what you would like to clear. You were just saying you really resonated with what Deborah was saying, so maybe you could articulate that a little bit more, too.
Well, I do want to come back to that, but I want to start with celebrations, because I like to start off positive and then go back to that place after I go all the way around the circle. So I'm celebrating that I'm on my first call, because I wasn't able to make any of the other calls. And some of the other things that I've been celebrating over the last while is that I've got sole custody of my daughter. So I've been in a, you know, custody battle for 2 years now, which has been very financially draining. But I did get sole custody last year. And then after 2 years of unemployment, I got a job a few months ago. So I'm celebrating that I have a job and I have an income. I'm celebrating that I still have my house. And I'm celebrating that last week I went to the city of Ottawa and I actually got a partial subsidy for my daughter's child care. And I'm also celebrating that after a year and a half ago my ex was ordered to start paying child support, I finally received the first check 2 weeks ago. So
when did you receive that?
Pardon?
You received your first check? When was that?
The first check for child support was, like, literally the day after I said yes to taking this course from you, Katie.
Oh, wow. Fabulous.
So the partial subsidy happened, and then child support starting. It's not normalized yet, but at least it's starting to flow. So I'm celebrating all of these things. I had a breakthrough actually yesterday. Again, even so, things have been flowing for me even without being on the calls, and I'm really resonating with everything that I'm hearing from everybody today. But I had an interesting breakthrough yesterday. I have fibromyalgia from a car accident from 14 years ago, so I've been living with pain every day ever since. And my daughter's father is an abusive man, and his ex, who he has other children with, is also abusive. And I found that for quite a few years I was surrounded by all these abusive, destructive people. And I was struggling trying to just survive and put a bubble around my daughter and I and raise her in a good way and protect her. And what I've done for the last 2 or 3 years is just kind of go into a cave and focus on my daughter. And she's just wonderful. She's almost 7. She's just doing great, and she's a wonderful person. But I've realized in the last 6 months I've really needed to start getting back out there because I've completely neglected myself for probably the majority of the last 7 years. Just, you know, starting to connect with friends, starting to get back on Facebook, you know, getting out there looking for a job, and I was successful. And one thing that I realized is that I'm still connected to these abusive people because of my daughter, because my daughter still goes to see them. And that's been a huge, huge source of stress and increased pain for me. But I only just realized yesterday that also because I've had three restraining orders against the two of them, one of them has actually affected my employability in Ottawa because of the field that I work in is very, very small. And I actually cut myself off from my employability as well, too. And I think that I need to take some responsibility for part of why I was unemployed and struggling for so long was because of my attitude about needing to be away from these people. And while on one hand I needed to be away from them, I also cut myself off from a lot of financial stuff and got into a lot of debt the last 2 years, particularly because of court, but also because I wasn't bringing in good flow. And a friend said to me yesterday, he's a medical doctor and a PhD and a psychiatrist, and he said to me, what are you holding on to that's, you know, making your body continue to hold on to pain? Because he's like, you're a wonderful person, you've got wonderful stuff going on for you, but you're still feeling pain. And some philosophies would suggest that it's because I'm holding on to something. And so I think that that was a huge breakthrough for me to just understand that I've been holding on to, and I'm not a hateful or angry person, but I've been holding on to all this residual yuckiness of all these abusive people. So I need to let go of it and clear it, because I think that residue has affected, even though I've been doing still everything for my daughter, I haven't been doing everything for me. And it's affected the fact that I'm mama bear and I try to protect. So I've been protecting her, but I haven't been protecting myself. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm on a journey where things are starting to flow, where I'm starting to express myself again, I'm starting to get out there and feel healthier, I need to also still shake the water off my feathers of that negative energy. Does that make sense?
That was beautiful, Dawn. I'm so glad you are here. I'm so glad you are here, because I think, that realization that you can let go of the pain and that you've been holding on to the pain, but you can let go. You know, I can't say how happy I am about that for you and what it will mean for you. It's kind of stepping out of the role of being victimized. And of course, there's terrible things that happen to us, and they shouldn't happen. And yet, at the same time, it's kind of, okay, I forgive these people, letting go of the resentment and all that stuff around the people and dealing with the legal stuff, because that's important. You know, they have to do what they're supposed to do. On certain levels, you have to fight for your rights. But just being able to let go of the stuff that's kind of eating you up, that is so important. So
it is important, but it's also impossible to do when I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Exactly.
So now I know. I still have no idea. I have no idea how to let it go, but now at least I'm aware of it. That's step one, I guess, right?
Right. And we can do a start, we can do a clearing, which is around that too. I'm going to put that as one of our clearings, because it's probably something that a number of us have. I mean, I know a number of us on the call have issues with previous relationships and things that have happened which have affected our money, but has also affected our soul and the way we've been able to be in the world. So I think it's something that we can address a number of issues, not just yours, but the one, because what I'll do is a clearing that will help other people clear similar things of forgiveness. And also letting go of, you know, things that we're really angry about still. So if that would be all right with you.
Yes.
Okay. And anything else before we start some clearings? I don't know if Katrina, did you want to say something at all?
I'm happy to if there's time, and if you just
yeah, there's time, definitely. Definitely time. I mean, we chatted a little bit at the beginning of the call before we got on, but I'd love to hear some. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been fascinating to just see all the subtleties of the layers and how they've manifested. And I feel that because I'm able to see from so many different angles now that there's less likelihood of repeating these things over and over again. And last night, about a month and a half ago, I was presented with an opportunity, which is a weekend sort of business acceleration program by a woman who I greatly respect and have done a lot of work with in the past, and she's pretty extraordinary. And she is putting on this 3-day event that I've known about for a couple of months now, and really resonates with my next step. And because for me, I want to be able to make my intention for my life right now is to have rapid acceleration. Like, I absolutely have no more time to waste and sit around dreaming. And so I have been sitting with this for quite some time, and then an opportunity came because I had done previous work with her. She offered a very significant discount for this event. And still, it's a little uncomfortable for me financially to do that. And it involves travel and a hotel and a lot of other expenses. So I was really sitting on the fence with it and really watching every single story I was telling myself about why I couldn't do it, why I shouldn't do it, why all the blah, blah, blah. And then last night was the deadline. Last night at midnight was the deadline to either say yes or no. And so I put the money down for this thing, and I have no idea how I'm going to get there or any of the other stuff. But and there's no refund, so it's gone. And it's a big thing, and it's just triggered so much about doing something for myself, because this is really for me. This is like an investment in me. And there's this part of me that feels this guilt, like I'm betraying something. And because I am going to juggle a couple of debts that I have and pay them late, if I have to be able to do this. And so there's a lot of stuff around that, and feeling bad and feeling like I'm sneaking something or doing something bad and I'm going to get punished and the wall's going to come crumbling down and I'm going to fail and all of that. And I'm staying present and watching it and clearing it as I go and just noticing that I can see really how this doing something for myself has been really something I have never really allowed myself to do. I mean, I have in some places, but in a way that actually claims a different level of esteem and value and ownership of what my gifts are, then this stirs the pot in a big way. So that's what I'm sitting on.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that, and congratulations.
Congrats.
looking at how that money can just appear for you. It can just appear, and it doesn't have to be a good, a huge effort and all that. Let's keep that space open.
Mm-hmm.
And what, I mean, knowing you over the years, Katrina, my ears really perked up when you said rapid acceleration.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something I have not heard you say. And so mm-hmm. I think that shows something for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, about what you're wanting to do, because you do have these huge, huge gifts. And can't wait till they... Can't wait to see this blast up. I know I'm scaring you even more when I say this. Is that true?
Yes. Well, it's funny because I did some tapping this morning around it because I was like, there's this old part of me, like I, you know, like if we go into the Cinderella story, like I feel like I have to slave, like hating the job that I went to yesterday, and like slave to pay off debt, you know, and.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, everybody else gets to give their gifts and make a fortune, and how come I don't get to do that?
Yeah.
And that's really what I want to do.
Right.
And anyway, it was just interesting to...
So you'd like to give your gifts and make a fortune. Let's get that to the thing.
Absolutely.
We know that whatever you do with your fortune, including care of yourself, is going to be amazing with the values that you have for the, you know, the planet.
Mm.
I know that, so couldn't be a better person. There's a lot of people who have wealth who misuse it.
Well, yes, and I see that every
day. Yes, I'm sure you see that every day. So, you know, about time that some people who got it and use it are real stewards of wealth, you know. And, thank you, Katrina. I'm glad you said what you did. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into the clearing and see what comes up first. And of the different issues, I think maybe I'll start with some of the things that Deborah was saying about being the middle kid. I mean, she was the oldest, and feeling she had to dim her light. And then we'll go into some of the other stuff brought up with Dawn and with you. So we'll see. This can go through a couple of rounds. And as we see with other things, often some issues that didn't seem to connect when I'm doing this clearing. And for Dawn, it's the first call, if you know, I'm not sure if you know emotional freedom technique. I think I may have done that with you in the past. I can't remember, but because it's been a little while. But you can either do that, or there's a really simple tapping technique, which I've been introducing to people on the call, and which I think is really helpful to know along with everything else, that works well to clear. And it's just you can either tap one left foot, right foot, and just tap it as you're listening to the words. Or you can just tap in between your, you get two of your fingers on from one hand, it doesn't matter which hand, and you tap on the left eyebrow, and then you tap on the right eyebrow, you know, just the side. And so you're kind of in the middle of your... in between the eyebrows, and you tap one side and then the other side. And that's the Wee technique, which developed by Daniel Benner, who's a Canadian physician and psychiatrist. So, and I haven't put up the resources yet, but it will go up in the next few days when I actually have time to add some energy resources that I haven't yet. So, the simplest thing is that you just tap one side of the body and then the other. So you can do that. And then what I'm going to do is just improvise off all this stuff and with the clearing and see what comes up. So even though I feel like I've had to dim my light, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I've had to dim my light, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I felt I had to dim my light, I deeply love and accept myself. Can't be too brilliant. Can't shine too bright. I don't want to take away from anybody else. I don't want anybody else to feel pain because I am shining my light. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to cause any pain. I don't want to cause any jealousy. I don't want to cause pain. I hate causing pain. I hate causing pain. But am I the cause? Am I the cause of her pain? Am I? Oh, what if I could shine my light so brightly? And instead of bringing pain, it brings joy. It brings joy to everybody around. Everybody around who's able to receive. And what if I just trust that those people who can't receive will with time be shined, be warmed by this light, and begin to see for themselves how to cultivate it in them. Will begin to feel their own self-esteem. Because me hiding myself, not letting myself be who I am, that's hurting people. That's hurting the world. Because we're all needed. All of us are needed to shine, and we just have to have a whole load of us starting it. Really, really shining, really shining, and showing others that we too have the same pain. We too have the same pain, and they can do it for themselves. Shining our light not to show them, not to be angry. Yeah, look at me, I've done it. Ha, ha, ha. And you never thought I could, or you didn't want me to. Not showing your light in that way. Not showing my light in that way. It's showing the light because everybody can benefit. Everybody can benefit. And I can let go of having to be number one or number two or number three or number four or all that comparison game. I can let go of that game. I can let go of that game. Because we all are loved. We all are loved if we only open up to it. And we all are one. And me and my sister are one. Me and my brothers are one. Even though I felt at times I wanted to strangle them, I wanted to do something, I just didn't want them around because they made me feel somewhere that I wasn't enough or I was too much. I love. Okay, that was round number one. And I'm actually going to go into round number two pretty quickly, and then people can comment next time. I'm just feeling like I need to keep this going. And, okay. So, I'm going to do one around the holding on to the pain. Even though I've been holding on to the pain for many years, and it's felt in some way so comforting, and I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been holding onto the pain for so many years, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been holding on to the pain and the shame and the guilt and all those things, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been holding on to anger, immense centuries of anger, I deeply love and accept myself. Centuries of anger about the way women have been treated. Centuries of anger. I am so pissed off at men and what they've done, or I'm so pissed off at women and what they've done. Or I'm so pissed off at the white race, the Europeans, the blacks, whatever race happens to be in you where you feel some anger, let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. We've all been doing what we could. We've all been doing what we could. I am forgiving. I am letting go. I am beginning the process of letting go all of that anger and resentment, because in the end, that anger and resentment has just eaten away at me. And that doesn't mean letting go of fighting for rights. It doesn't mean letting go of doing the right action to defend my rights, to defend other people's rights, to defend the planet. It doesn't mean letting go of that. It means letting go of that anger that keeps me up in knots. It's doing things from a place of love, love for the planet, love for human beings. Doing it from a place of love. Is that possible? What more is possible? What more is possible if I let go of those things, of that pain of years and years and years and years and centuries, 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 and allow myself to become centered on what is here now, what I have now, what I love now, what I appreciate now. And thank all these people, however much I've cursed them and hated them and wanted them to go away. Thank them. 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 Through them, I've realized what I don't want. I've realized what I want. Thank you for showing me what I don't want in my life. Now I'm going to turn my back. I'm going to turn my back. I'm going to turn my back and focus on what I want. Oh, that's a little scary, what I want, what I want. It's a little scary, all that responsibility. No longer just looking at people and saying, hey, you do this, you do that. Now I have to say to myself, you walk the path. You walk the path you were destined for. You take all these pieces of the Cinderella story, of the other stories that I have been telling myself, take those pieces and use them. Use them as gold. Use them as gold. It's the alchemy process that I know and I know how to do. Use it as gold. Gold, gold, gold. Okay, I'm going to move on again, and then we're going to have something at the end, but I'm feeling like I just need to go further with this. So, yes. I am now, okay, even though it is scary to go on my path, to go on a path of accelerated self-development, even though it's so scary to say yes to me, to focus on me, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm so scared of focusing on me, I deeply love and accept myself. Hey, me, you're finally going to get some real care. Hey, me. Hey, me. Hey, me. Wake up. You're going. You're going. You've always wanted this, but you've always been a little scared, but it's okay now. I know how to take care of you. Hey, me. I know how to take care of you now. I know. I've learned a lot through my mistakes. I learned a lot, and I'm feeling good about that, and I'm feeling the guilt go away, because how much can I give given all that I've learned through my mistakes? If I'd never made these mistakes, what would I have learned? what would I've learned? And I'm willing to make more mistakes. I'm willing to screw it up again. But I know my path. I know my path, and I'm going on my path. I'm really focused on my path. You wouldn't believe how focused I am on my path. I wouldn't believe how focused I am on my path. Why is this happening to me now? I can feel it. I can feel it. It's happening. It's happening. And it's okay. And I always can just take a break. Sit down on my path. Sit down on the side of the path. Sit on a stone, and touch the moss beside me. Listen to the birds, look at the flowers, look at the trees. I can always stop. And in fact, I'm always stopping to rest, to give myself respite, to take in the world. It's always there. Stopping for a microsecond, maybe stopping for an hour, stopping for a day, stopping for a week and a month to give myself rest. I'm able to do this, and at the same time, I'm on an accelerated path of development. I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. The rest, take care of the rest, and the rest will take care of itself. Take care of the rest, and the rest will take care of itself. Take care of the rest, and the rest will take care of itself. Take care of the rest, and the rest will take care of itself. Okay, so now I'm going to open up and for some comments, and then the very last part of the call will be a healing codes discuss and create a little bit more. Anything that anybody wants to say after that marathon?
I just love what you just said in that last sentence you said in the clearing. This is Deborah.
Okay.
That take care of the rest, and the rest will take care of itself. That's profound.
Mm. And you actually help people in many ways to rest and take care of themselves.
Yeah,
so
that's
you.
My work.
I like that one too.
But it's so succinct. It's beautiful. Yeah. That is the work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why I like this one is because I need to follow it too, because we teach or we channel what we also need to learn. So thank you, Deborah, for reinforcing
mm-hmm.
that one too.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Okay. Is there anything else that people would like to bring into the clearing? We'll do a clearing with the healing codes, which will just put all these issues that we've got here into the pot and allow you to clear them further. So anything else? Are people so zoned out?
There's something kind of small that I can't quite, this is Maureen, put my finger on it, but it's something about being a successful woman.
Of what, sorry, women being?
Like there's, it's like this being successful as a woman.
Okay.
Is, I feel like I shouldn't even put any words in there.
Right. So you're feeling that being successful as a woman, there's something that doesn't feel quite right in those words?
I can't even put it to feeling, but it's, it feels like it's still in a wordless place. It's like it's something that's kind of maybe there's a disconnected feeling, or it's like a separator.
The two words don't go together.
Yeah. Like the thing Deborah was...
As a woman, being successful as a woman is, it has a certain thing that how can, like almost that you need to be, I guess there's two ways. Is that like in your relationships, or is that as a woman you can't be successful in the world, or is that you can't be successful in your personal world, or a combination of those things?
No, I think it was Deborah talking about getting small, like letting the sister get attention.
Right.
It's like, it's somehow like not nice to be successful.
Okay.
Like, right. if I don't have a problem, what do I talk about? Like, how?
And if I don't have a problem, what do I talk about? That's a great one, yeah.
I'm being sort of silly about that, but it's, there's something there, like.
Yeah. And Maureen, you know that? I mean, I actually at one point, I do these artist rants. At one point, I remember doing one, which was, you know, I'm feeling really good here. What am I going to do? Because it doesn't feel like I have any problems right now. I'm, you know, how am I going to be an artist? I have problems.
Thank you. Yeah, there's something.
Anyway, it was... I won't do the rant right now, but and I wouldn't possibly be able to replicate it. But it's that same feeling, and I totally know what you're coming from.
Well, but
first I made up some problems after that to help myself.
it's not a problem, and it's not the way I live. But it's like there's something. I mean, that's sort of all the conditioning is that's what women do, and. How to be a female and enjoy life. It's like there's a different frame that I haven't seen yet.
Okay. Well, wonderful to get out some of those nuances. And so we'll put that in. And maybe it's something also that we can explore, you know, more in some of the other sessions or, you know, our coaching session. So great. Thank you.
The other, Deborah and Katrina, felt like they were pointing at what I'm trying to say that feels like it's sort of wordless.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Maureen. Mm-hmm. Anything else from anybody else there?
No, but I do look forward to Katie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's Dawn here. I have to get going because I have other stuff I have to travel to today. But I do look forward to the additional calls and talking about those things that block us or that make us shrink down. So that is one thing that I do understand what she's saying that I do want to follow up on. But I do have to get going.
Did we lose Katie? I wasn't sure if it was my line or she must have dropped off.
I think Katie got bumped
off.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I put myself on mute, I think.
Somebody
wanted to say something? Yeah?
Did anybody hear me when I said what I just said?
Is this Dawn now?
This is Dawn, yeah. I don't know if anybody heard what I just said.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear anything after that, so I was like, what?
It was because I put myself on mute and forgot it, because I was trying to get a better connection with your line, and sometimes when I put myself on mute, so that's what happened.
Okay.
So, thank you. Did you have anything to add, or we'll go into the healing codes?
No, I'm all done.
Fantastic. So... We're going to just put, and I'll be walking us through this. Dawn, you may not have done the healing codes, but anyway, just do what you can. So what we do is we start with the prayer and the intention, which is I pray request, and I'm going to put the different issues in here, and whoever's listening to the call or has another issue that they want to put in, you know, you're free to do that. I pray request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to feeling that I cannot shine my light and that it's not nice for me to be successful and, you know, as a woman that I'm not allowed to take care of myself. And all those issues where I've just not allowed myself to receive the money and to receive the abundance of the universe. And with it, I'm just also letting go of those resentments and anger and all the pain that I felt because of what has happened financially. And it has been a great deal of pain. And I'm saying I don't need that anymore, and I don't want that anymore, and I can release that. And so all these issues are going to be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and the great creative force, the light of the great creative force, in whatever way you want to call it, whether it be, you name it as God or the feminine, the divine feminine, whatever way it's expressed for you. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And now we're just going to, you can focus on a positive image for you. It could be a flower. It could be a certain feeling. Just being relaxed and breathing deeply. Or it could be on a statement such as, I'm able to shine my light. Anything that feels true for you right now. And so it's not like an affirmation where you're saying something that you don't believe in. That won't work. It's saying something that you feel can be true for you, that is true for you right now and has a positive vibration to it for you. So you start by cupping your hands, both hands, and it's almost like a bird, you know, like a bird. You shape your hands to be like a bird's head. And when you're doing shadows on the wall, if you've ever done that. Anyway, you're cupping your hands and pointing your fingers. And you're two inches away from the skin for each of these positions. And the first position is between the eyebrows. The second will be on the throat. Around where the Adam's apple is, and the third is at the hinge of the jaw, and the fourth will be the side of the temples. Don't worry too much about it. The intention is what's important here. So you're cupping your hands, and we're going to go to the first position, which is, and focus the light in between the eyebrows, and breathe deeply. I'm focusing on that you can shine your light. That you can take the path of accelerated development and rest. Knowing the path to accelerated development requires rest and sleep. And requires the letting go, the loss of control, or the giving up of control, while keeping one's eye firmly on the distance, on the vision of what you are capable of and what you want to do in the world. And if that's just a vague feeling right now, that's fine too. If you don't quite know what it is, that's okay, too. Okay, then we now take both hands and we are going to be we're going to be about 2 inches away from the skin again, pointing the hands the cupped hands towards the throat, and the energy of the body flowing out through the hands, focusing on the throat center, healing center that's there, and feeling the abundance that is yours to take, feeling the abundance that is yours to receive. Women hold up half the sky, they can also receive the blessings of heaven. We can also receive. And then the side of the jaws. One hand, the left hand, pointing the energy towards the hinge of the jaw on the left side, and the right hand pointing towards the hinge of the jaw on the right side. I can voice my gifts, and I can receive. Why am I so good? And then we're going to go to the side of the temples. Why am I so good at receiving? Why am I so good at receiving? Then in between the eyebrows, again, cupping the hand, both hands this time, and pointing the energy like it's almost like a little flashlight that you're pointing in between the eyebrows, the healing center that's there. Canceling out, releasing all those fears and negative blocks. Saying yes, 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 yes. And why am I so amazing at being successful? Why am I so successful in being a woman, too? Why am I so successful at being a woman and being successful? And down to the throat again, pointing the energy towards the area that's the Adam's apple. And just staying there for two more seconds. Breathing in deeply, breathing out. Then to the side of the jaw, the hinge of the jaw, with your hand on each side pointing to that side of the jaw. Okay, and then raising your hands to the side of the temples and pointing the energy there and knowing that you are successful, that you are enough, and that you're learning whatever you need to learn to shine your light in the world. And then just place your hands one on top of the other. And then center two. And then just let them gently come back down. And open your eyes when you feel called to, and look at something again if you'd like. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. And I'm going to end the call now because it's time. And I'll be in touch with everybody about the follow-up sessions. And also with some of you, I've already scheduled our particular private coaching. So, and I will be doing that for the rest of you soon who've got that as part of their package. Okay, so any last comment?
Thank you,
Katie.
Everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
You guys all rock.
Yes. I mean, it's so important. So,
thank you so much.
It's so important. Everybody's participation has been just like a bright light as part of this. And it doesn't work without you. It doesn't work without you. So, well, thank you very much. And I'll be sending out information on the next calls. I'm looking at most likely doing it on an evening so that some of you can make some of the evening for the people who've had problems during the day. So I'm looking at probably the next, not this Monday, but the following Monday and or the following Wednesday. So I'll check it out with you so that it's so I can get the most people coming. However, that's what the next one will be like. So have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and I'm taking off the rest of the weekend, although I will send out the recording, and then you'll hear from me on Monday, okay?
Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.